You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Rags for me. I know you're not is your turn, my beloved one. It is your flesh that I wear.
Good afternoon, 12.06 p.m. You've tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This news magazine happens at noon Sundays on X-Ray and is usually hosted by veteran newshound and talking head Dick Dickenbach. Today it's not. Let's not get into the weeds about this. My name is Gary. I am called upon on the very rare occasion Dick Dickenbach can't be here. Today is September 21st, the 264th day of the year. 101 days remain in 2025. We began the show with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, their cover of the Leonard Cohen song Avalanche from their 1984 release From Her to Eternity. The music under my voice is Leonard Cohen himself, a song called Tacoma Trailer from his 1992 release The Future. Leonard Norman Cohen was born on this day in 1934. The overview about him at allmusic.com, written by Bruce Eider, reads in part, "One of the most fascinating and enigmatic, if not the most successful, singer-songwriters of the late 60s, Leonard Cohen retained an audience across six decades of music making, interrupted by various digressions into personal and creative exploration, all of which have only added to the mystique surrounding him. Second only to Bob Dylan, maybe Paul Simon, he commanded the attention of critics and younger musicians more firmly than any other musical figure from the 60s who continued to work into the 21st century, which is all the more remarkable an achievement for someone who didn't even aspire to a musical career until he was in his 30s. Indeed, by the time he turned to music, he'd all written several books, and as an established novelist and poet, his literary accomplishments have far exceeded those of Bob Dylan or most anyone else who one cares to mention in music. He was born into a middle-class Jewish family in the Montreal suburb of Westmont. His father, a clothing merchant, died in 1943 when Cohen was 9 years old. It was his mother who encouraged Cohen as a writer during his childhood. His relationship to music was more tentative. He took up the guitar at age 13 initially as a way to impress a girl, but was good enough to play country and western songs at local cafes. At 17, he enrolled in McGill University as an English major. By this time, he was writing poetry in earnest and became part of the university's tiny underground bohemian community. He earned only average grades, but won the Macnaughton Prize in Creative Writing by his graduation in 1955. A year later, he published his first book of poetry, Let Us Compare Mythologies, 1956, which got great reviews, but didn't sell especially well. In 1961, he published his second book of poetry, The Spice Box of Earth, which became an international success critically and commercially and established Cohen as a major new literary figure. Between the modest royalties from the sales of the second book, literary grants from the Canadian government, and a family legacy, he was able to live comfortably and travel around the world, and ultimately settling for an extended period in Greece, on the Isle of Hydra, in the Aegean Sea. He continued to publish, issuing a pair of novels, The Favorite Game, 1963, and Beautiful Losers, 1966, with a pair of poetry collections, Flowers for Hitler, 1964, and Parasites of Heaven, 1966. The Favorite Game was a very personal work about his early life in Montreal, and it's this reporter's favorite Leonard Cohen book. But it was Beautiful Losers that proved another breakthrough, earning the kind of reviews that authors dare not even hope for. He found himself compared, for example, to James Joyce in the pages of the Boston Globe. It was around this time he started writing music again, songs being a natural extension of his poetry. It was the intervention of folk singer Judy Collins which helped him out. She added Suzanne to her repertoire and put it on her album In My Life, and it pulled a lot of listeners and received a considerable amount of radio airplay. She persuaded Cohen to return to performing for the first time since his teens. He made his debut at the Newport Folks Festival in 1967, followed by a pair of sold-out concerts in New York City and an appearance on network television. Veteran producer John Hammond Sr. got Cohen signed to Columbia Records, and he released the songs of Leonard Cohen in 1967. The producer John Simon was able to find a restrained, yet appealing approach to recording Cohen's voice, which might have been described as an appealingly sensitive, near monotone. Yet that voice was perfectly suited to the material at hand, all of which was written in a very personal language and seemed drenched in downbeat images and a spirit of discovery as a path to unsettling revelation. You can read the rest at allmusic.com, allmusic.com. As it is our way on the Dickenbach Report, we will spend the day playing Leonard Cohen songs, but not by him, the music under my voice notwithstanding, but by musicians he influenced and who admired him. His music career began, after all, with someone recording the songs he wrote before he did. The phone number up here is 503-233-X-RAY, 503-233-9729, and the text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. Happy birthday to a hero of all of us on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you. Oh, you touched her perfect body with your mind, yeah. Now Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. Yeah, 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 yeah. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you won't travel with him, and you won't travel blind, 'cause you think maybe you can trust him, 'cause he's touched your perfect body with his mind, yeah. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sound pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look between the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning, leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. She's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Frankie Lane, he was singing Jezebel. I pinned an iron cross to my lapel. I walked up to the tallest and the blondest girl. I said, look, you don't know me now, but very soon you will. So won't you let me see? I said, won't you let me see? I said, won't you let me see? Your naked body. Just dance me to the dark side of the gym. Chances are I'll let you do most anything. She said, I know you're hungry. I can hear it in your voice. And there are many parts of me that touch. You have your choice. But no, you cannot see. She said, no, you cannot see. She said, no, you cannot see. My naked body. So we're dancing close, the band is playing Stardust. Balloons and paper streamers, they're floating down on us. She said, you've got a minute left to fall in love. In solemn moments such as this, I have put my trust and all my faith to see. I said, all my faith to see. I said, all my faith to see. Her naked body.
They followed Joan of Arc as she came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her armor bright, no man to get her through this smoky night.
She said, I'm tired of the war. I want the kind of work I had before. A wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite.
La 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 la. I'm glad to hear you talk this way. I've watched you riding every day, and something in me yearns to win such a cold and lonesome heroine.
And who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke.
Why, I am fire,
He replied, and I love your solitude. I love your pride. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la.
Then fire, make your body cold. I'm going to give you mine to hold. Saying this, she climbed inside to be his one, to be his only bride.
And deep into his fiery heart, he took the dust of Joan of Arc. And high above the wedding guests, he hung the ashes of her wedding dress. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. 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 It was deep into his fiery heart he took the dust of Joan of Arc. And then she clearly understood, if he was fire, oh, she must be wood. I saw her wince, I saw her cry, I saw the glory in her eye. Myself, I long for love and light, but must it come so cruel and oh so bright? La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la.
La la la, la la.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Sunshine, who in the nighttime, who by high ordeal, and who by common trial, who in your merry, merry months of May, who by very slow decay, and who shall I say? By powder, who for his greed
times did you call me? And I knew it was late. I left everybody, but I never went straight. I don't claim to be guilty, but I do understand. There's a law, there's an arm, there's a hand. There's a law, there's an arm, there's a hand. Now my heart's like a blister from doing what I do. If the moon has a sister, it's gotta be you. I'm gonna miss you forever, though it's not what I planned. There's a law, there's a law, there's an arm, there's a hand. Now the deal has been dirty since dirty began. I'm not asking for mercy, no. Just don't ask for mercy while you're still on the stand. There's a law, there's an arm, there's a hand. There's a law, there's an arm, there's a hand.
Breaking news at 12:30 in the afternoon on September 21st, which is the birthday of Leonard Cohen, born on this day in 1934. The Dickenbach Report is reporting on that on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, playing music by people performing his songs, people who admired and were influenced by him. That was Tanya Donnelly, The Law from the Swan Song Series Volume 2. Before that, Coil, Who by Fire from Horse Rotovator. In the middle of that set, The Love Hall Tryst, Joan of Arc from Songs of Misfortune, The Extra Glens Gave Us Memories from Martial Arts Weekend, and we began with Nina Simone's cover of Suzanne from To Love Somebody. under my voice is the string reprise, or reprise, from Leonard Cohen's record, You Want It Darker. This reporter saw Leonard Cohen in Austin in 1993, one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. It seemed later in life he was loath to tour, and then something happened. This is from the Wikipedia. In late 2005, Cohen's daughter Lorca began to suspect his longtime manager Kelly Lynch of financial impropriety. According to Cohen biographer Sylvie Simmons, Lynch handled Cohen's business affairs and was a close family friend. Cohen discovered that he had unknowingly paid a credit card bill of Lynch's for $75,000 and that most of the money in his accounts was gone, including money from his retirement accounts and charitable trust funds. This had begun as early as 1996 when Lynch started selling Cohen's music publishing rights despite the fact that Cohen had no financial incentive to do so. In October 2005, Cohen sued Lynch, alleging she had misappropriated funds more than $5 million from his retirement fund, leaving only $150,000. Cohen was sued in turn by other former business associates. In March 2006, Cohen won a civil suit and was awarded $9 million by a Los Angeles County Superior Court. Lynch ignored the suit and did not respond to a subpoena issued for her financial records. The Enemy reported that Cohen might never be able to collect the awarded amount. In 2012, Lynch was jailed for 18 months and given 5 years probation for harassing Cohen after he dismissed her. To recoup the money his ex-manager had stolen, Cohen embarked on his first world tour in 15 years. He said that, quote, being forced to go back on the road to repair the fortunes of my family and myself was the most fortunate happenstance because I was able to connect with living musicians, and I think it warmed some part of my heart that had taken on a chill. He continued to tour for the rest of his life. He released his last record, You Want It Darker, in 2016 at the age of 81, but it seemed he was preparing for death. He died later that year. He had had leukemia but had taken a fall at home and died in his sleep. That was November 7th, 2016. I remember it being very jarring for me because of how immersed I've been in for much of his life in his music, and for the fact that unlike nearly every other musician I admire, he seemed kind and thoughtful and humble and someone you'd like to have as a friend. You have to look past the nasty parts of a Dylan or a Lennon, but Leonard Cohen, he was among the best in terms of being a good person. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY, that's 9729. When the text line is 971-220-KXRY, that's 5979. This is perhaps his most famous, certainly his most covered composition. This is my favorite version, and I sheepishly admit I like it better than the original. Happy birthday to Leonard Cohen from the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.fm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, and the whole air dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above. All I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Darkened door. she cried to me, "Hey, why not ask for more?" Like a bird on a wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my to be free.
Sometimes I find I get to thinking of the past. We swore to each other then our love would surely last. You kept right on loving, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast.
I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine for a while.
I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and there's only one prayer. I listen all night for your step on the stair.
I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine for a while.
Sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady, love meant her to be. She's moving her body so brave and so free. I've got to remember that's a fine memory.
I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine for a while. Na 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 na.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
I loved you in as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always wind. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline in the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things you can't untie. Your eyes are soft to soft.
My little darling, I'd like to try and read your poem. I used to think that I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. Young, deep in the green of Lilac Park, you held on to me like I was a crucifix as we went kneeling through the dark. That you're beside me now. Then why do I feel so all alone? I'm standing on a ledge and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Now, so long, Mary Ann, it's time that we began to laugh. A pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I'd climbed this whole mountainside and washed my eyelids in the rain. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again.
This just in, it's about 6 minutes, oh my gosh, until 1 o'clock on September 21st, which is Leonard Cohen's birthday, which is what we're reporting on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. It also means, we're nearing the end. I'm Gary. These are the Leonard Cohen's covers you just heard. That was Bill Callahan, So Long Marianne, from a collection called The Songs of Leonard Cohen Covered. Claudine Langer did Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye from Let's Spend the Night Together. In the middle of that set, Herman Doone and Clemens Freshard, Tonight Will Be Fine from the Kreutzberg Cafe Collection. My Brightest Diamond featuring Mark Rebo. Burn on a Wire from I've Never Loved Someone. And John Cale, his cover of Hallelujah from I'm Your Fan, the Songs of Leonard Cohen by. Under My Voice, it's the improvisation from Leonard Cohen's Live Songs record, which is I highly recommend, especially for two songs. The very long bit at the very end, I guess, the second side, and also the cover he starts the record, which I'll be playing the original from in just a second. Thanks for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach regrets not being here, but I always took Leonard Cohen's song, Death of a Ladies' Man, to be a sarcastic attack on Dick Dickenbach's success with the ladies. Quote, way better than that tuneless old croakers. He'll be here next week, provided the show isn't also about a rival. Because we're on every week at noon, listen to old reports at xray.fm, and you can also see the playlist, the last songs we play until one, that's when Radio Bandolera comes on. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and crew of the report, I'm Gary saying thank you to a singular person. I remember thinking, the first time I heard Leonard Cohen, I remember thinking, I didn't know you could be dishonest in a song. I was very happy to live in a world with him for a time. So he covers a song at the beginning of Live Songs called Passing Through. This is not a Leonard Cohen cover, this is the original version. Have a lovely afternoon.
I saw Adam leave the garden with an apple in his hand. I said, now you're out, what are you gonna do? Plant my crops and pray for rain, maybe raise a little cane. I'm a mortal now and only passing through. Passing through, passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes blue. Glad that I run into you. Tell the people that you saw me passing through. I saw Jesus on the cross on that hill called Calvary. Do you hate mankind for what they've done to you? He said, talk of love, not hate. Things to do, it's getting late. I saw little time and I'm just passing through. I shivered next to Washington one night at Valley Forge. Why do the soldiers freeze here like they do? He said men will suffer, fight, even die for what is right, even though they know they're only passing through. Passing through, passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes blue. Glad that I run into you. Tell the people that you saw me passing through. Was it Franklin Roosevelt's side just a while before he died? He said one world must come out of World War II. Yankee, Russian, white or tan. Lord, a man is just a man. We're all brothers and we're only passing through. Passing through, passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes blue. Glad that I run into you. Tell the people that you saw me passing through.
That